Kelvin McAvoy joins us. He's been very good to us through the journey on the Early Mail. For our dollar up punters out there, what would you do, Kelvin?
Yeah, no, I would back Silent Sorrento.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Silent Sorrento, perfectly positioned in running. 2 out of 2, and it's a cakewalk.
The Breakfast Club's got the Early Mail.
We are at Sportsbet Ballarat on the synthetic today. That was Kelvin McAvoy in the promo, and he's back on this morning because he's got three, in fact, he's got four good chances today at the races, Scotty, for us.
Kelvin, thank you for coming back. Clearly, we need you again.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you going?
Now, you're playing at home again. Race 4, number 2, my boy Birmingham, who was close second last start over track and distance.
Yeah, look, to be honest, we put in a protest, and I was confident that we'd get the race overturned, and we didn't get the result we wanted. He sort of got laid on for 300 or 400 metres up the straight. The horse was very good. He was gallant. We meet that other horse, Black Bolt, 2 kilos better today, and my fellow's trained on well. So, look, I could see him winning today, he'd be a strong winning chance, yeah.
I like this. And then over in race 7, you got two chances. The Difference and Swamp Vixen, who are both in the market.
Yeah, The Difference ran very well first up under a big weight. He needed that run. He's tightened up nicely. He did a bit of schooling yesterday over the hurdles. He's obviously a bit of an older gelding. He's very good galloper on his day. He's been a little bit disappointing over the last probably 6 months, but hopefully today return to form. The other filly, Swamp Vixen, she's up in grade. She ran very well the other day, got back too far, and hoping she doesn't have to get back, you know, that far today, but she probably needs to step up a touch. Both going nicely.
And race 8, number 7, you got the favourite, Red Hawk, who won impressively on debut on the wax and then resumed at Flemington back in January and didn't go to plan?
No, it certainly didn't. Look, he's a very good galloper, this fellow, which we saw in his debut run. We then put him away. He pulled up Shinsaw out of the first run, which he won. He came back the next prep and went to Flemington as a short price favourite and didn't go a yard. Probably a combination of being a colt, and also he did jar up quite badly that day. So we tipped him out again. He's come back more mature type of horse. I can't fault him. He's going really well. He's done plenty of work on the poly. He hasn't trialled on it this time in. But look, I could see him winning today, and I expect him to win, and I'm hoping he can go on with it from then on this time as a gelding.
Kelvin, I'm very excited to get my voice on this promo. It sounds like you've got at least two good chances, but is Red Hawk the one?
Yes, he is.
Perfect. Thank you. There you go, Whitey. We've
got one.
Thank
you very much, Kelvin. Let's hope we can refresh the promo with another of your winners. Thanks very much for your time, as always. No worries. Kelvin McAvoy joining us there online. So race 8, number 7, Red Hawk is the one that he likes.
Is currently $2.70.
There you go.
Which we should be getting on right now.
Hey, as we come up to the 7 o'clock news, news coming through that Glenn Maxwell has officially been added to the Australian squad.
Oh, here we go.
So that has happened. So interesting times. Coming up to the news with John Bowden at 7 o'clock, Mark Hunter, Nick Quinn, they'll join us shortly with Friday Form.